Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Test. The first parak maybe get. The Zikud Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zecha Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous Daf, Rava said, we can divide the acceptance of a slave's testimony between the Shichur aspect and the monetary aspect. Rava is challenged from a Mishnah, which Rabbi Meir says, HaKosav Konachosav Ha'avdo Yatzav Ben Chorin. One who writes over all his possessions to a slave, he goes free because he's included in the master's possessions. Shi'ar karka koshu lo yatzav ben chorin. If the master retained land of any size for himself, he does not go free. The Gemara understands this to mean that if the retained property is not identified, the slave does not acquire any property out of doubt, and therefore also does not go free because Rabbi Meir does not hold of pagin dibura. We can divide a statement. Although Rabbi Shimon disagrees, Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. After proving that Rav Nachman himself holds pagin dibura, Rav Ashi explains Rabbi Meir differently. Mishum de lav krus gitahu, because the separation between the slave and the master is not clear in the document. Rabbi Meir actually holds that even if he did identify the retained property, the slave does not go free because this retention suggests the possibility that he means to retain the slave as well. This remote possibility disqualifies the get as lacking its requisite clarity. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Echod gittin nashim echad shechrui avadim shavu l'molch l'mevi. Both gittin of woman and emancipation documents of slaves are the same regarding one who brings them from or to Eretz Yisrael. That b'fani nechta b'fani nechta must be said. And this is one of the ways that gittin of women are the same as emancipation documents of slaves. A braisa lists this as one of the three similarities, as well as a fourth disputed case, which will be discussed in the coming dapim. By stating the number of similarities, the braisa implies an exclusion of another case. The Gemara explains it refers to a braisa. Eidim she'ein yodim lachtom, witnesses who do not know how to sign. Makarin lehem nir chalak, we etch a blank paper for them with their names. Umamalim is a crime dio, and the witnesses fill the etches with ink. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this is only valid for gittin of women, but not for any other documents, including a get shichur. A special leniency was granted to protect women from becoming agunos. If they're pressed for time, it cannot obtain better witnesses. And pointing with you, the Braisa listed several similarities between a get and a get shichur. The Gemara says that the list is not comprehensive because a Mishnah states, Ha'omer tnu get ze li'ishti, one who says, give this get to my wife, ushtar shichur ze la'avdi, or give this get shichur to my slave, umeis, and he died before its delivery, well, yidnu la'achar misa, they cannot give it after his death because divorce and shichur cannot be affected after his death. Why did the Braisa not include this similarity between the two documents? It answers that the Braisa only included milsa de leis bishtaros, a matter that does not apply to other documents and is unique to a get, and milsa de eis bishtaros ul katani, a matter that does not apply to other documents and is unique to a get and a get shichur. Milsa de eis bishtaros ul katani, but a matter that does apply to other documents, it doesn't teach. No documents affecting acquisitions can be delivered after death, as the Gemara demonstrates. The Gemara proceeds to ask why the Braisa omitted several more similarities between the two. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on the previous daf, Rava said we can divide the acceptance of a slave's testimony between the shichur aspect and the monetary aspect. Rava is challenged from a Mishnah, which Rabbi Meir says, HaKosav Konachosav Ha'avdo Yatzav Ben Chorin. One who writes over all his possessions to a slave, he goes free because he's included in the master's possessions. Shi'ar karka koshu lo Yatzav Ben Chorin. If the master retained land of any size for himself, he does not go free. The Gemara understands this to mean that if the retained property is not identified, the slave does not acquire any property out of doubt, and therefore also does not go free because Rabbi Meir does not hold of pagin dibura. We can divide a statement. Although Rabbi Shimon disagrees, Rav Nachman said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. After proving that Rav Nachman himself holds pagin dibura, Rav Ashi explains Rabbi Meir differently. Mishum de lav krus gitahu, because the separation between the slave and the master is not clear in the document. Rabbi Meir actually holds that even if he did identify the retained property, the slave does not go free because this retention suggests the possibility that he means to retain the slave as well. This remote possibility disqualifies the get as lacking its requisite clarity. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, Echod gittin nashim echad shechrui avadim shavu l'molch l'mevi. Both gittin of woman and emancipation documents of slaves are the same regarding one who brings them from or to Eretz Yisrael. That b'fani nechta b'fani nechta must be said. And this is one of the ways that gittin of women are the same as emancipation documents of slaves. A braisa lists this as one of the three similarities, as well as a fourth disputed case, which will be discussed in the coming dapim. By stating the number of similarities, the brisa implies an exclusion of another case. The Gemara explains it refers to a brisa. Eidim she'ein yodim lachtom, witnesses who do not know how to sign. Makarin lehem nir chalak, we etch a blank paper for them with their names. Umamalim is a crime dio, and the witnesses fill the etches with ink. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this is only valid for gittin of women, but not for any other documents, including a get shichur. A special leniency was granted to protect women from becoming agunos. If they're pressed for time, it cannot obtain better witnesses. And point number three, the Braisa listed several similarities between a get and a get shichur. The Gemara says that the list is not comprehensive because the Mishnah states, Ha'omer tnu get zeh li'ishti, one who says, give this get to my wife, ushtar shichur zeh la'avdi, or give this get shichur to my slave, umeis, and he died before its delivery, well, yitnu la'achar misa, they cannot give it after his death because divorce and shichur cannot be affected after his death. Why did the Braisa not include this similarity between the two documents? It answers that the Braisa only included milsa de leis bishtaros, a matter that does not apply to other documents and is unique to a get, and milsa de eis bishtaros ul katani, a matter that does not apply to other documents and is unique to a get and a get shichur. Milsa de eis bishtaros ul katani, but a matter that does apply to other documents, it doesn't teach. No documents affecting acquisitions can be delivered after death, as the Gemara demonstrates. The Gemara proceeds to ask why the Braisa omitted several more similarities between the two. All right, so now we get our siman daf tes, and our standard siman is a teapot, because te and teapot, and also because a tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. When the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed, since lav kruz gittahu, the separation between the slave and master, wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Adim, who didn't know how to sign a woman's get. Just as someone rushed into the room to sadly inform the woman that her husband died and that her get would be no good, nor would other documents. Once again, slow motion. When the Eved dropped the green teapot, that must mean we're on daf tes, teapot. When the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since lav kruz gittahu, the separation between the slave and master, wasn't clear in the document, which reminds us, Reb Meir says, a kosev kol nechasav avdo yatz ben chorin, one who writes over all his possessions to his Eved, he goes free because he's included in the master's possession. Shi'er karka koshu lo yatz ben chorin, if the master retained land of any size for himself, he doesn't go free. Rav Ashi explains Reb Meir to say, mishum de lav kruz gittahu, because the separation between the slave and master is not clear in the document. Ramir holds that even if the master did identify the retained property, the slave doesn't go free because this retention suggests the possibility that he means to retain the slave as well. This remote possibility disqualifies the get as lacking its requisite clarity. So when the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since lav kruz gittahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Adim, who didn't know how to sign a woman's get, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, Adim who do not know how to sign, we etch a blank paper for them with their names, and the Adim fill the etches with ink. Rav Shimon Gamliel says this is only valid for gittin of women, but not for any other documents, including a get shichur. A special leniency was granted to protect women from becoming agunos if they're pressed for time and cannot obtain better witnesses. So when the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed since lav kruz gittahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Adim, who didn't know how to sign a woman's get. Just as someone rushed into the room to sadly inform the woman that her husband died and that her get would be no good, nor would other documents. Which reminds us, the Braisa does not include as one of the similarities between a get isha and get shichur that they cannot be given after Misa, after death, because this rule applies to other documents and is not exclusive to them. So once again, when the Eved dropped the green teapot when he discovered he wasn't freed, since lav kruz gittahu, the separation between the slave and master wasn't clear in the document, green tea splashed all over blank paper etched for Adim, who didn't know how to sign a woman's get. Just as someone rushed into the room to sadly inform the woman that her husband died and that her get would be no good, nor would other documents. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay or haystack. So here goes. The green hay peddler, hey, that must be more duff, hey. The green hay peddler from the Chutzlar's town of Greenhay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lashma, which reminds us, a Mishnah later on teaches that if a person delivers a get but cannot say Bafani Nechtav, the signatures must be confirmed and the get is valid, which seems to prove the confirmation of Lashma is not required. The Gemara answers L'Akhar Shalamdu, the Mishnah speaking after those in Medina's Yam learn that a get must be Lashma, and we can assume that it's Lashma. So the Greenhay peddler from the Kutzwar's town of Greenhay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying, Bafani Nechtav, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, the one who brought a get from Medina Siam and gave it to the woman and did not say, Bafani Nechtav, Ubafani Nechtam, if it was confirmed through its signers, it's valid. This seems to disprove Rabbah, who should require Bafani Nechtav to prove that the get was written Lishma. Although it can be speaking about after those in Medina Siam became familiar with Lishma, the Gemara asks that they decreed to require Bifani Nechtav nonetheless, lest it return to the former situation. The Gemara answers Kishinises, the cases where she remarried already, in which case they did not invalidate the get after the fact, since the current requirement is a mere gezerah. So the Greenhay peddler from the Chutzwar's town of Greenhay, whose inhabitants were already versed in the din of Lishma, walked into Basin as they were authenticating a get that was given without saying Bifani Nechtav, and watched in amazement as another shliach served as an aid and dayan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Bifnei kama nosnala, before how many men does he give it to? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina disagreed. One said before two men, and one said before three men. After the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yochanan holds two are sufficient, it seeks to explain the machlokas. The Gemara proves that all agree that a basin of three is required to confirm the signatures, but that the shliach himself can qualify as one of the three because aid nasa dayan, a witness can become a judge, since the confirmation is only the rabbanan. Rabbi Chanina holds, since a woman is qualified to bring the get, sometimes a woman will bring it, and they will rely on her to act as the third judge for which she's not qualified. Daf Vav, so the Simmer Daf Vav is a sword, so here goes. The sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword. Sword? That must mean we're on Daf Vav. The sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get Lishma in the addict that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses how much of the writing must be witnessed by the shliach. Rav Ashi said even merely hearing the kan-kan sound of the quill scratching against the parchment is adequate to testify that the get was written before him. So the sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get Lishma in the addict that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as they traveled between yeshivos, which reminds us we have a machlokas amoraim regarding the status of Bavel regarding the requirement to say Bifani Nechtav. Rav says, Eretz Yisrael Gittin, it's like Eretz Yisrael regarding Gittin, and Bifani Nechtav need not be said. Shmuel says, Kuchutzlarts, it's like other places outside Eretz Yisrael, and Bifani Nechtav must be said. After reiterating that all agree with the need to confirm signatures, the Gemara explains the machlokas. Rav holds, Kaven Deika Masifta, since there are yeshivas in Bavel, namely those of Sur Narda, and the students would travel from one to the other and from all parts of Bavel to the two yeshivos, Mishka Shchiche, witnesses can commonly be found to confirm the signatures, and Bafani Nechtav is unnecessary. Shmuel holds, Mesif the Begir Sahut Teride, those in the yeshivas are busy with their learning and do not become familiar with people's signatures. So the sofer using a quill that looked like a green sword to write a get Lishma in the attic that the shliach below could hear scratching on the parchment drew the attention of Babylonian Talmidim passing by as they traveled between yeshivas. When he got angry with his wife for serving him food with a hair in it. Which reminds us, we have Malkokas about what the Pelagish Begiva did. Was it that he found a fly in his food or hair? And then the Gemara discussed the dangers of instilling excessive fear in one's home. As Rav said, call Matal Ema Yaser Batok Beso. Anyone who instills excessive fear in his home, Sof Hu Bali De Shalosh Averos, eventually comes to violate three transgressions. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guards with green guns. Guns? That must be more Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, guns. The armed guards with green guns staying outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, which reminds us. The Gemara brings sources of how we know that music of parties and wedding crowns worn by Chassanim are prohibited. So the armed guards with green guns standing outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, let an ani come in who had just given tzedakah, which reminds us Rav Avir Darshan the Pasuk to teach if someone sees his means of support are precise, the mutsumsamim, he should still perform tzedakah from them. And certainly if they're plentiful. And we also learn afil ani misparnes minat tzedakah yat tzedakah. Even a poor person supported by tzedakah should perform tzedakah, and if he does so, shuv ein marnu simani anias. Heaven no longer shows him signs of poverty. So, the armed guards with green guns standing outside the wedding hall, preventing people entering with instruments and wedding crowns, let an ani come in who had just given tzedakah, but weren't sure what to do with the shliach off in the distance bringing a get that was written in a boat. Which reminds us, we have a machlokas whether bringing a get written in a boat is like one who brings one in Eretz Yisrael and does not need to say Bifani Nechtav or not. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is challah. So here goes. The baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, challahs baker, that must be more on Dav Ches. The baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs as gittin were being written, which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak offered another explanation for the opposing braisos about a get brought in a boat. The argument doesn't concern the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, which would not require b'fani nechtav, but the Yam HaGadol, the Mediterranean Sea, and a machlokas is brought regarding which islands in the Mediterranean Sea are considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So the baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, as gittin were being written, got a call from a friend who ordered challahs to celebrate his purchase of a field in Syria, where the shtar was written by a goy on Shabbos, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that Syria, areas of Syria conquered by David HaMelech, has some halachos of Eretz Yisrael, including one who acquires a field in Syria is like one who acquires in the provinces of Yerushalayim. Rav Sheshes explains a practical application, that the document of sale may be written by a goy even on Shabbos if the seller, a Gentile, is departing on Shabbos. Even though Amir La'akum telling an idolater to do malacha on Shabbos is normally a shvus, a rabbinic prohibition, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael will gazu rabban, because in the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis did not apply the decree to this case. So the baker on the boat in the Mediterranean Sea baking green challahs, as gittin were being written, got a call from a friend who ordered challahs to celebrate his purchase of a field in Syria where the shtar was written by a goy on Shabbos, and to cheer up his Eved who didn't acquire his master's possessions when he acquired himself. Which reminds us, the Braisa teaches that an Eved who brings his get shichrur, his emancipation document which states, Atzmecha v'nechasai k'nuyin lach, yourself and my possessions are hereby acquired to you, and he says, b'fani nechtav as required, Atzmokana nechasim mokana. He acquires himself and goes free, but does not acquire the possessions. His testimony is not accepted regarding the monetary aspect of the document, which requires two witnesses. The Gemara asks about a document which states, Kol nechasai k'nuyin lach, all my possessions are acquired to you, which includes himself as one of the master's possessions. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf is machlokes about writing a get in a boat in the Mediterranean Sea? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 2, which daf is when it's enough for the shliach to hear the scratching of the sofer to testify the get was written lishma? That's on daf Love. Good. Number 3. Which of the one to get lach from Misa is not effective, nor is any document given after Misa. That's on Dav. Test. Good. Number 4. Which of the one in the case where one was unable to say b'fani nechtav, and only the signatures needed to be confirmed was lach or shalamdu. Those in Chutz Arts learned that a get must be lishma. That's on Dav. Hey, good. Number 5. Which of the one in Syria one could have a goy write a bill of sale for land on Shabbos because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number 6. Which of the one in the sources that music and wedding crowns are prohibited? That's on Dav. Zion. Good. Number 7. Which of the one that etching signatures is only permitted on a get for witnesses who do not know how to sign? That's on Dav. Test. Good. Number 8. Which of the one an Eved that acquires himself based on his master's statement does not acquire his master's possessions? That's on Dav. Ches. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that even an Ani should give tzedakah? That's on Dav. Zion. Good. And number 10. Which daf of Malchus is about a get shichur where the master retains property and it's not accrues gitta? That's on Dav. Test. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhammer Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.